Chapter 10. Back to the Stream. Tom wasn't happy that the Hovens were coming over to the house. Mr. Hoven would be rude to his dad, and Pieter would look for things to ridicule at school. And what about the leopard? The Hovens were coming to his house this evening, so would they try to find the leopard earlier? I must tell Afra and Joseph, he thought. Debbie was sitting with Bella and putting on her shoes. I haven't got time to discuss the Hovens now, she said. Lisa is taking us to the sports centre now. Come with us, Tom. You'll like it there.
Tom's coming with me into town, said Simon. I need to buy a few things for the house. Then we can have lunch somewhere.
I'm sorry, Dad. I can't come, said Tom. I have to finish my animal project.
Debbie looked at him suspiciously.
That's not like you, Tom. You don't usually prefer to stay home and do your homework. Are you feeling okay? She said. Oh, well, I can hear Lisa's car outside. I'll see you later.
Tom waited until everyone was out of the house. Then he went upstairs and took his grandfather's old football rattle out of his cupboard. He put a brown sweater over his shirt, cut three legs from Debbie's tights, and put them in his pocket. Then he found some music on his radio and left it playing. Before he went downstairs, he wrote "Do Not Disturb" on some paper and stuck it on his door. If Mum or Dad come home early, they'll think I'm doing my homework, he thought. They'll be so impressed with me.
Tiger was under the coffee table in the living room.
Still frightened, eh? Tom said. Don't worry, the leopard won't come into the garden again. He's going to return to his natural habitat today.
Tom ran to Afra's house. She was watching TV with Joseph.
Where were you? Afra said. I put a scarf on the tree hours ago. Why didn't you come?
I'm sorry, Tom said. I slept late this morning. You won't believe this, but I saw the leopard last night. He was in our garden, really close to me. He almost got Tiger and me.
What? Exclaimed Afra. The leopard came into your garden?
Yes, said Tom, and told them everything.
You threw a stone at a leopard while it was hunting, said Joseph. You're crazy. I can't believe you're still alive.
Wow, that's frightening, said Afra. But what an amazing experience.
Yes, it was amazing, said Tom. But listen, we have to change our plans. The Hovens are coming to our house this evening, so they'll probably hunt the leopard earlier today. Maybe they are already there.
We must go right now, said Afra.
She ran upstairs and returned with a drum. Then she put some saucepan lids from the kitchen into a big bag.
I can't find the trumpet, she said.
Tom took Debbie's tights out of his pocket and covered his face with one of the legs. Joseph and Afra laughed in surprise.
Good idea, said Joseph. That's a great mask. You look like a crazy burglar.
Tom gave them their masks, and they covered their faces too.
I can't see, said Afra. We need to make holes for our eyes.
She brought some scissors, and they cut the holes.
Perfect, said Tom. But it's too hot to wear them for a long time. We can keep the masks on our heads for now. Then if we see the Hovens, we'll cover our faces with them.
Right, said Afra. Now we're ready for the leopard and the Hovens.
They walked down the path towards the stream. Joseph was in front. At the stream, they looked around for the Hovens.
They haven't come yet, said Tom.
Mrs. Musyoki's dog wasn't in the tree anymore, but there was some white fur on the ground. Joseph found the leopard's footprints.
Come this way, he said quietly.
Afra and Tom followed Joseph along the stream.
The leopard was walking around here, Joseph said. He'll probably return this way later.
The Hovens will come this way too, said Afra. Let's find somewhere to hide.
They followed Joseph to an area behind some dense bushes. It was a perfect place to hide. Suddenly, something furry jumped on Afra's back.
Kixie! She exclaimed. You frightened me!
The bush baby ran up her back and sat on her shoulder.
He shouldn't be here, said Joseph.
Well, bad luck. I can't take him home now, said Afra.
It was 2:30 and very hot. Afra lay on the ground and closed her eyes. Joseph lay on the ground too.
It's okay, said Tom. You can sleep. I'll wake you if I see anything.